They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass. Rebound.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan, joined after the two-week holiday break, as always, by Mr. Joseph Gusty. Joseph, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Nathan. Happy
even
New
though
Year
it's
to you
even
as well.
Though it's technically too late to say it, but
January you can still say it.
I apparently the day is January 3rd. You can't say it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's silly.
How's the New Year though? You get up to anything or?
No, I'm not a New Year's Eve guy. Whatsoever.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, but you're not really.
Not even that. Like I don't care. Like I'm not like it's for people who are like chronically depressed and like it's a new year, fresh start, and then their resolutions are gone in like a week. So I just don't care.
I always find it
sad that 2015 is 10 years ago, and I really like 2015. That was a good year for me.
Yeah, that was a good year. I always find it funny how people will go to the gym, like their new year's resolution is go to the gym more. The first day, like the January 2nd, is normally when it gets busy because no one goes on the first, right? January 2nd, it's always insanely busy. I love seeing it in like that. And then it dies off like a week later.
Yep.
So we got a packed episode we're going to go through. We got 2 week break. So we got stuff to touch on. We'll start in the NHL. We're going to go over not the NHL, but the World Juniors that concluded. The States won again. Boo.
They were the favorites this year. So. Well, we'll get into why.
Yeah, we'll get into why. And then we're going to painfully, as I worded here, touch on the Pettersson and Miller situation again, even though I really don't want to because I don't know how much is to it right now, but we'll see. Week 18 recap. We're going to talk about our Seahawks and Bengals because they're eliminated, sadly, both the first teams out of the playoffs. Sadly, hurts.
Carson Wentz will pay for his crimes.
And then we're going to go over our wild card picks and our Super Bowl pick as well. I was also curious about the head coaching vacancies, if you want to touch on that, or is that like a next week kind of thing?
How many are there? There's like four.
Six, I believe.
Okay. I'm interested to see if Belichick goes to, I almost said Oakland, to Las Vegas.
Well, do you know where he is now?
Yeah, but he's got a $10 million buyout.
Oh, well, I read the report today that he's not interested. He's focused on the Tar Heels only.
Okay. 2 years max.
Well, right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe then, but like he's not coming right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll maybe touch on that a little bit. And then MLB signings recap for the past 2 weeks. Guess what? There's no Jay signings. What a surprise.
Well,
man.
Did you read Shai Davidi's article today?
They're not the favorites on Santander right now, and they've touched on Bregman and Alonso, and they're more distant.
His wording was so funny because Shai is usually, he's a good reporter, but he's a corporate guy. You know, he works for Rogers, who owns the team. He said the Blue Jays right now are they're 2 out of 10s at 10 p.m. But they're hoping that they become 10 out of 10s at 2 a.m. I don't think I quite did that justice with the phrasing, but it's hilarious. It's like basically they're at the beginning of the night, nobody wants them because everyone's sober. And then at the end of the night when everyone's shit-faced and everyone's, past their prime a little bit, they're like, whoa, the Blue Jays, you know, maybe. That was funny.
Yeah.
I also saw a funny tweet today saying, like, what would the approval rating of the Blue Jays be? Or the front office would be if they were like a politician, like below 15%.
Yeah, for sure.
They're hated.
Especially if they go into spring training without Vladdy and Bo signed, like one of them not signed.
Well, Bo's not signing.
Bo's not signing. And I don't think Vladdy is at this point either, seeing as what Soto's got. We can touch on that a little bit. Yeah. And then in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns suck all of a sudden. There's a lot of beef going on in the locker room, it sounds
like. Hiss, hiss. Snake noises.
And so we're going to touch on that. And then Jimmy Butler's official trade request got submitted. So maybe we'll touch on that because there's a lot of teams he's saying he doesn't want to go to, but it's funny.
Whoa, anyone but Miami, boy, that turned out to be a real lie.
All right. World Juniors, Joseph. Where do we want to start? Obviously with Canada, but where with Canada are we starting?
Okay, I'm just pulling up the roster real quick because I did not like this roster from the beginning.
I don't
We
think
went
anyone
over
did.
it.
I don't
Nope.
think anyone did.
We went over this back in the day before it was released. We said they intentionally brought a team with less skill than they could have, and they prioritized fit. And we were like, well, this could go poorly considering they did that last year and it blew up in their faces. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. Well, Nathan Rodney Mealy, it did
Oh,
happen
you're
again.
dropping my middle name on here? The fuck?
Next will be your social security number. But they are that was horrible. Like they played well against Finland the first game, I'll give them that. 4-0, 3-0 with an empty netter. By the way, there's an empty net plague in hockey right now. Feels like nobody ever scores with the goalie pulled anymore, but that's a story for another time. They played well then. Then next was Latvia, if I'm not mistaken. They played like shit the entire game. I know they had 50 shots, but it's Latvia. You should get 50 shots in their sleep. You lose in a shootout because nobody can score in a shootout anymore, it seems, at the World Junior level. We saw that in the bronze medal game. You lose. Oh, well. Like, you're allowed one stinker in the group stage. Next game, Germany. They're fighting tooth and nail. They have one power play goal through two periods. And then the Caden Price goal, a 2-0 goal, such a fluke. It was a shot from the point, banks in off the goaltender's skate. Like he couldn't do that again if he tried. And they win that game 3-0 again with an empty netter. And then going to the American game on New Year's Eve, I only saw a bit of it because I taped it stupidly because I had to work. And the taping cut off because it went over the 2.5 hour part. So I just had to look it up. They played terribly against the Americans. They looked awful. They were undisciplined, poorly coached. The ice time was befuddling. Carter George played well. He's the only one in the tournament. Like him and Gavin McKenna are the only ones who exceeded my expectations. And then in the quarterfinal, they play terribly. They allow a goal in the first minute of the game. Odd man rush. The Andrew Gibson had a bad tournament. And then the rest of the game, yeah, they scored a few goals here and there, but their discipline was again terrible. The 5-minute major, we'll get into that in a minute. I'm just doing my overview of the tournament. They play bad. They didn't deserve to win. Czechia deserved to win. They got their silver or bronze medal. So good for them. Now, before we get into like the intricacies, I'm just going to go over the roster. I have it here in my hand. I'm going to tell you players that I heard of or were at least vaguely aware of before the tournament. Keep in mind, I'm a hockey diehard. I'm not like a 10 out of 10 on junior hockey, but I know most of the players. From like 2014 onwards, I've known basically every player on the team. I would say, with a few exceptions here and there. Okay, here we go. Gavin McKenna, obviously knew him. He's a presumptive first overall pick in 2 years. Bradley Nadeau. Hold on, what's up, Nathan?
I'm counting.
Okay, so these people I know. I would actually rather you do people I don't know.
Okay, so.
Okay. Bradley Nadeau, I know him. Carolina first round pick, Penticton V's legend. He deserves to be on the team. Braden Jaeger, I knew him. Winnipeg Jets, he was in the Rutger McGrody trade. Okay, we're chilling. Jet Luchenko, this is a good start. You know, I know all these players. Spent some time with Florida, or not Florida, Philadelphia. Played like 12 minutes a night on the fourth line for some reason with Canada. He had one goal, he was shorthanded. Another Dave Cameron misfire. Luca Pennelli, I had never heard of him. I think he's a Columbus third rounder. So that's one.
Second or third, I believe.
So I'm 95% sure he's a third rounder. That's one player I'd never heard of. Berkeley Catton, I knew who that was. Good player. Carson Rakoff, unfortunately, I knew who he was because he was on the team last year and he was horrible. He was healthy scratched most of the tournament. Dave Cameron didn't trust him, and he has chemistry with Porter Marton, and they didn't bother playing him. He was one of the very few players on this roster with a proven goal scoring background. Ethan Gauthier, never heard of him. That's
I
two.
did.
But who's his affiliated team?
Oh, I totally know this. Fuck, what? No, I'm actually blanking.
Anyway, we'll get back to him. Callum Ritchie. Do I know who Callum Ritchie
Yes,
is?
you should.
He's the Colorado guy. So yes. Although not someone I'm super familiar with. I think he was like a late first rounder. Porter Martone, he's in the mix for first overall in this coming draft. I knew who he was. Dave Cameron barely played him, healthy scratched him for the American game, I want to say. Came back, scored a power play goal against the Czechs, was one of the very few players that had it going in that game. Tanner Howe, I only know who he is because he played with Connor Bedard in Regina. He's like
He's,
a Penguin second rounder.
he went in the first, I believe, end of the
Nope,
first.
second rounder.
Was
It
he?
was like early to mid second round.
I could have
So there's
sworn
a
this one.
world where he makes the team.
He's good. No, he's good. He should have made the team. Yeah.
Cole Beaudoin, he was a late first rounder of Utah, if I'm not mistaken. He's the one who took the 5-minute major. We'll talk about that in a minute. I was vaguely aware of who he is.
Does that raise a finger?
We'll
Or
go half.
okay, 2.5 you're at right now.
Okay. Easton Cowan, sadly, I know who he is. He was horrible last tournament, and he was worse this time around. I know he had 3 points in four games. Zippity-doo-dah. This isn't the London Knights. He was terrible. That tap-in he had with, I think it was Oliver Bonk, inexcusable that he didn't pass. Like, he didn't even look up. You have to at least look up. Matthew Catafort, never heard of him. He was useless. Andrew Gibson, never heard of him. I'll have my thoughts on Gibson in a minute. Sam Dickinson, I know who he is. San Jose Sharks pick. Caden Price, never heard of him. Oliver Bonk, I know who that is. First rounder of Philadelphia. Tanner Molendijk, he was probably their best all-around player. He played really well. Sawyer Mineo, he's a Canuck prospect, but like a third rounder, and like his
I think he's a
stats aren't even.
third or fourth.
Third or fourth
Yeah.
rounder. Like, shouldn't have been on the team. I'm sorry. Like, bringing him over Yakimchuk and Parekh, just galaxy brain, mind-boggling decision. Bo Akey, I know who he is. He's an Oilers second round pick. A lot of people probably don't know who he is. I know who he is because I follow the Oilers.
I knew who he was.
He played like 3 minutes a night. So what
He
was
and he
even the
wasn't
point?
good when he played.
Yeah, like what are we even doing here? Matthew Schaefer was really good, but he got hurt. So, and then if goaltenders, I'm not going to count. So people I hadn't heard of. Okay, I'll just go through it again
I
quickly.
think it was like six.
Yeah, so Price, Catafort, Gibson.
Gauthier.
Yeah, Gauthier. And I kind of said half on Callum Ritchie.
No, it wasn't Callum Ritchie. It was
No, not Beaudoin.
Beaudoin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So six players are essentially that me, a diehard hockey fan, didn't know. They intentionally picked a worse team. They were poorly coached. Craig Button was saying the other day that he doesn't really blame the players, and that's fine. He blames it entirely on the coaching staff. They were unprepared. They didn't practice all tournament. You are 18, 19 years old. How are you so gassed? There isn't anything to do in Ottawa. Like, what were you drinking?
Some of them aren't even of age.
I know. It was silly. Like, they were terrible. Now look, I realize they are just kids. I know the argument that we shouldn't be hard on them. And yes, you shouldn't treat them to the standard you treat professionals, NHLers, AHLers, whatever, or in any sport. So we're not going to be as hard on them as we would professionals. But this notion that you can't criticize them and then it's all management's fault and it's all coaching staff's fault, like, no, there were players there who didn't do enough. Like, you're allowed to criticize them. They were bad. This is 2 straight years they were out in the quarterfinals. 2 straight years they made dumb roster choices. Like, the discipline. Like, they had the most penalty minutes in the tournament by far, and they played two less games than a few teams. Like, it was a mess. I'm really disappointed. I love the World Juniors. It gives ammunition to the people who are trying to kill it. A certain network always likes to dump on the World Juniors when Canada does badly. I'm sad because I was really looking forward to it this year. And I saw the training camp roster and I was like, uh-oh, they're galaxy braining it. This could backfire. And that's exactly what happened. Nathan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the roster just terrible. We'll get into a little more. I kind of want to talk about like the aftermath of what's coming. But I want to save that for the end because there's a couple points. I do want to touch on the penalties eventually, but first, just my standouts from the tournament. Kind of takeaways on certain players. Gavin McKenna, very gifted offensively. Holy crap, his defensive side of the puck needs so much
He
work.
just turned 17.
I
What are we
know.
really expecting?
Oh, I
It's the
know.
World
Oh,
Juniors.
I know. Trust me. I know.
Yes, his back check was
But
bad on that goal, on that last
that
minute
goal's not
goal.
even
I
what
know.
I'm that goal is bad. Yeah, obviously. That's not even necessarily what I'm talking about. There was another play. I forget what game it was. I want to say it was either Germany or the States. And he was, they turned it over like at their blue line. It was like a 3-on-2 kind of, and he's kind of around. And they tried like passing to like his guy, and he just like didn't even bother like to back
Yeah.
check. It was so obvious to see that the pass was going there. And like they, I think they missed on the shot, like they fanned on it. But I'm just like, holy crap, McKenna. Like that's
No,
gotta
he's
be,
not good defensively.
yeah, that's gotta
But
see.
he was on, just to interrupt you here briefly, he was one of the very few players that played well offensively. So you take the good with the bad.
No, he was. I actually, I liked Luchenko in the few minutes he played. I thought he was
Hardly
really,
played. He was on
yeah.
the fourth line, inexplicably.
I liked Braden Jaeger's game a lot. I he looked very pro ready to me.
He looked great in the quarterfinal. He
Yeah.
was probably the only player who looked great.
I thought the whole tournament you could see like the flashes of his like pro game showing through. I think he's probably gonna get a look from Winnipeg soonish.
Well, 14th overall, he was expected to be good. So good for him.
Defense, I'm trying to think, who else am I missing? Carter George, yeah, he was great.
I would only say Molendijk was the only good
Molendijk,
defenseman, and
yeah.
Schaefer when he played.
Yeah, and then
Dickinson was a travesty in
yes.
the. Now I realize, now I didn't play hockey, so I don't know what, how it feels to have a puck go off your glove. I don't know the physics behind it. Maybe Nathan, you can enlighten me. But you can't make that play. Like you can't just lightly touch the puck with your glove in that area. It's
It's pretty hard to put that in your own net, from my experience.
yeah. Like it's just crazy. Like he's just a kid. He had a good tournament overall. So we're not, and anybody who makes idiotic comments on the Instagram pages should be locked away and burnt. But like we can, there's constructive criticism to be had, and Dickinson was bad.
Oh, I'm gonna go on a bit of a rant about Easton Cowan here. I know
Yeah.
we said don't dump on anyone. Man, he was
You
so
can dump on
bad.
him. You can
He
dump
was
on him. He was
so bad
terrible.
the entire tournament. It was terrible. It was awful
He
to
was
watch.
bad last year.
Yes. Oh, I know. And he got somehow worse this year. Like,
At least last year, like their number one center was Fraser Minton. So
yeah.
there were some issues. Actually, I guess it was Celebrini by the end of the tournament. But like there was, anyway, continue.
If you're like, yes, I'm talking about the missed 2-on-0 pass. Like, dude, you got to pass that. So obvious. Like, I can pull up the photo right now. Like,
Yeah, at least
just
he
kidding.
got a shot off. My biggest pet peeve in the history of the universe is odd man rushes who don't get shots
The
off.
shot was so terrible too, though.
I know.
Shot
Like I know. He
it
did the
at
bare minimum. He did the
his pad.
absolute
He was,
bare
I get
minimum.
what he's trying to go five hole and stuff, but he shot it like at his right
Didn't
pad.
even deke. Like
Yeah.
he's, you know what the funny thing is about Easton Cowan and all of his hype and the 50-game point streak, as if he doesn't play for like the best junior club in the history of the universe with London Knights. He has 28 points in 20 games. That's good. He's a draft plus two player. I'd expect a little more out of a first round pick in his draft plus two year. Like that's nothing special in junior hockey. But alas, continue.
Just overall his game too. I thought I was saying this to my buddies when because we would like be in a call or something when we'd be watching the game together. And I'm just like, dude, he'll make one good play just to fuck up with two bad plays consecutively. Every time. And it wasn't just like, oh, like a missed pass or should have passed that, shouldn't have shot that, blah, blah, blah. No, he like would lose turnovers everywhere on the, or lose battles
Yeah.
everywhere on the ice, whether it was ozone, neutral zone, D zone. I saw it all and it was terrible. He
And
made
he
like the,
was.
in the quarter specifically, I remember he made like one, like that hit behind the net. Good play. Then I think he turns it over on the half wall a couple seconds later. Bad play. Then I think he turns it over at the neutral zone. Another bad play. Like it just repeated itself.
He
And
was terrible.
yeah, it was.
And he was probably the biggest culprit in the discipline area. Remember the American game where he takes that, I
The
think
boarding penalty.
Canada,
The
yeah,
boarding
Canada
penalty.
has just tied the game. They've looked like crap the whole game. They tie it, and then Cowan, it's like one of those, we give the refs a hard time, and we'll give the refs the hard time in a minute. That's a penalty 10 times out of 10, the boarding call. It was just stupid. And then America scores. Can't remember who it was, but he's like, yeah, good one, fucking
That
Cowboy.
was Cole
Nice
Eiserman.
play. Well, because his nickname's Cowboy, or Cowan's nickname is Cowboy. He's like, nice one. Nice fucking play, Cowboy. I had a bit of a chuckle at that, but
I couldn't understand what he was saying, but then not that
it's a
actually,
lip
yeah.
read.
I was trying to lip read. I couldn't get it, but
But it he was horrible. Now he's just a kid. People shouldn't make it personal, but he's 19 years old. He had two kicks of the can. He was there both tournaments. He was airlifted. He was on the first line the whole tournament. He got the prime assignment, and he was crap. That's all I have to
Who
say on Cowan.
so there was like five London Knights, correct? It was Molendyke, or not Molendyke,
Dickinson,
Dickinson, Bonk,
Bonk, Cowan.
Cowan. There was a couple more, I'm pretty sure.
No, I think that's it.
I could have sworn there was at least one more, but I can't remember who it would have been. Anyways, they all were not good. I want to talk about quickly
Bonk
to
was okay.
Dave Cameron and his coaching decisions. I remember seeing this in like the first or second game of the tournament and on Twitter. So I guess in London, they have Dickinson and Bonk both playing on the first power play unit. And I
Yes.
believe Dickinson is the power play quarterback on
Yep.
it.
And
But
Bumper
Dave
Bonk.
Cameron, for whatever reason, it's like comes to this tournament. He's like, no, Bonk, you're the power play quarterback. Dickinson, you be the number two. It clearly didn't work. Their power
No,
play was terrible.
and then they put Bonk on in the bumper, and he scored one goal. They're great, but this is the World Juniors. We should not have be having a defenseman playing the bumper position.
No, God, no.
Yes, with all the talent they had, even with the crappy roster they picked, they're still Nadeau, they're still Catton, they're still McKenna. Like,
Berkeley Catton, that's another guy. I thought he was pretty good the whole tournament.
yeah, he had his moments. He was
I was impressed with him.
going. I mean, Nadeau was good on the power play, did nothing at even strength until the very end. The power play was terrible. There's a reason Dave Cameron hasn't coached in the NHL in 8 years. Right? He was the assistant coach in Calgary, and before that he was in Ottawa. I didn't like him in Ottawa.
Every time Canada's power play got mentioned or whatever about sucking, I'm just like, huh, I wonder what they're missing. Oh, it's almost like they could have
I
brought
know.
two offensive defensemen and played them as power play
Well,
quarterbacks.
they were so
If
old
only they could
school
have
in their
grabbed those
play.
guys, huh?
They're so old school. They were dumping the puck in. They were never going to the slot. They were rimming it around the boards constantly. Like, this isn't 1983. Like, his coaching style is so outdated. You look at the Ottawa 67s who he coaches, they're not even good. I was talking to Zach, our friend, and he said Dave Cameron has never been past a second round anywhere he's been. The only coaching success he's had was a summer tournament a few years ago. That's the only thing he's ever won. And that was Connor Bedard, Mason McTavish, Kent Johnson. I mean, Mason McTavish saved Dave Cameron's legacy with his goal line stop. I mean, just like Ray Allen and LeBron. But he coached terribly. Terrible coach. Don't bring him back. It's a contrast, right? The American team, Dave Carl, who's now a real hot prospect. He's 35.
I
He's
think 38, I believe.
okay,
Still,
mid
doesn't
to
matter.
late
Yeah,
30s.
but.
He is coached Denver. A team in the NCAA, which has no history in college hockey. It's either you're in Minnesota, you're in Michigan, or you're in Massachusetts. There's no very rarely does a school outside there do well. And he takes Denver, Colorado to two straight national championships, if I'm not mistaken, with innovative coaching, and they brought all their best players, and then their depth guys scored the winner because their top players got them there. I mean, terrible. Let's talk about Andrew Gibson.
Do you want
Or do you want to go through the penalties?
I was gonna go say penalties first. I was
Okay,
kind of
we'll do
wanting to go
penalties.
penalties, and then I want to talk about the roster or what's gonna happen in the future next year.
Okay, we'll do penalties and Gibson will come up.
Okay,
Okay, the 5-minute
unless you
major.
got something quick on Gibson you want to do right now.
Well, Gibson will come up in the penalties because he
Okay,
took
sure.
that second one. The 5-minute major. That is the difference between the international game and the National Hockey League that we're used to seeing. The international game is called tighter. They're more sensitive to big hits. There's crease violations. They take checks to the head incredibly seriously. They call it tighter. And Canada wasn't prepared for 1 second in this tournament. They took chintzy penalties because they couldn't adjust. Dave Cameron's like, "Oh, it's not up to me to coach
Oh
discipline."
my God,
Like,
I could I was gonna
are
I
you
forgot to touch on
insane?
that.
Like, are
Holy
you
crap.
insane? You're the head coach. You are the
Oh.
head coach. It is quite literally your job description to prepare players. That's your MO. The players gotta do it. They're children. They're immature. They can't think for themselves. Like, good Lord. But anyway, the 5-minute major. It's not a 5-minute major. When I saw it live, I was like, ah, crap. They're 100% going to call it. I even tweeted about it before the decision was made. And I was right, sadly, as I usually am. But I was thinking, like, there's not a chance these international referees are not going to call that a 2-minute major or a 5-minute major. He was going at him at full speed. He put himself in a bad position. Beaudoin. The ref was right there. And then the player, Czech, Jagovinski or whatever his name was, started
Yeko.
with a
No, it
J.
wasn't Yeko.
It was with a J. Some Czech player.
Yeah.
He goes to the ice like he's JFK and he's been shot.
No.
And then he looks over at the ref and then he's like, "Okay, time to sell it. My knee's injured." Ah. And that's what he did. And then he was right out there for the power play. If I was supreme leader, if I got rid of all my biases and I was objective, it's a 2 minutes for interference slash kneeing. Or maybe charging. It's a 2 minute minor, if anything. That is not a 5 minute major. But that's the international standard, and you can't put yourself in that position if you're Cole Baudouin. He was out for the entire game. He did nothing all tournaments, and that's how he'll be remembered at the World Juniors.
I kind of agree too. I think international game, you have to call that a five. If it's NHL, it's probably just a two. But the people saying it's not a penalty are fucking
It's a
stupid. It's a
penalty. Yeah,
penalty.
it's a penalty.
They're saying, oh, you hit him with the shoulder. It doesn't matter. You still make primary contact, like with your leg.
Yep, you're responsible for your body, right? Just like you're responsible for your stick.
The second one,
The Gibson?
I also still think it's a penalty.
I mean, I can't, like, Andrew Gibson, like, he did his best. Dave Cameron relied on him really heavily. He was on the top pair with Molendijk. I think he was probably second, maybe third in ice time. Canadian defenseman. Dave Cameron loved him for some reason. The guy had 7 points in 26 games with his junior club. What was he doing here? And then he was terrible defensively. He took so many dumb penalties. That penalty, he reached. You reach, I teach. He dove at the player.
In like
He such
so
a
crucial time, why are
there's
you chasing a hit too at
just
that point?
tied the game. There's 2.5 minutes to go. You're playing for overtime. Canada's skill level, even with the roster choices they made, they have more skill than Czechia. All you had to do was be solid defensively, but no, he dives out at him. He sticks his knee out. He takes a penalty. When I saw it, I was like, "No, that's not a penalty. No." Then I saw like the replay, and I was like, "Shit." And then they score. They blast a shot from the point. Luchenko blocks it. He's on the ice for a minute. He loses his spacing. They send it over to the right side. Caden Price has to merge inside to cover for Luchenko, and one timer, no chance for Carter George. And that's a tournament. Just so undisciplined, so many stupid penalties. Andrew Gibson was bad all tournament. And it just goes to back to show the roster decisions they made. They wanted this team. This is what they wanted. They brought about six players in the forward core who are the same. Howe, Catafort, Beaudoin, Pennelly. Those players are all the same. And I know Tanner Howe scored, but that play's like entirely Braden Jaeger with a stretch pass and the and that he stayed with the puck after the breakaway. I mean, you re-put yourself. This is what they wanted, and it's what they got. Hopefully, there's a proper review.
Oh, well, that's what there is, because the Hockey Canada like president came out and said that they are going to reconsider how they judge the roster or whatever next year. And I think they said specifically, yeah, we probably need more offense. And also the person who was GMing this team for the past 2 years, I forget his
He's
name.
done.
He's done. His
His
term is up.
contract's up. Yep.
And they're looking at getting someone more full time for the position, because
They
which
could
I actually
afford
like.
it. It's government funded. I mean, like, but this is Hockey Canada. They trip over themselves constantly. They never learn from their mistakes. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to say there will be change, but they're going to favor the OHL like they always do. They're going to pick their guys. Like, man, it's just tough. Like, they want continuity. They're so afraid to make any change. I know TJ Ginla was hurt and he couldn't go, but Seneca was really good in the summer showcase. They didn't even give him a chance. There's so many things they could have done, and they played it safe. So,
I guess just quickly on the other teams, quick notes.
yeah, good for the Americans. I mean, you can argue they're the new power in junior hockey.
I think Zeev Boyum is going to be really, really, really
Yeah.
good. Like really good. I'm high on him.
Is he a Red Wing prospect?
He is a Minnesota Wild prospect,
Right.
which is concerning because their prospect pool is loaded and they have so much money.
Right, because the buyouts are coming off the books pretty soon. Well, not coming off the books, it's
I think at
reduced.
the end of this year.
Well, the cap charge is reduced. They're still going to be on the books, so pain.
But they're like out of it and they're gonna have money to spend and all these prospects coming up. They're gonna get Zboym looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Him and Favor could be like a nasty D pair for years.
Yeah. There's Boyum stretch pass that won it.
I just want to touch quickly on Sweden too. I picked Sweden to win the tournament. I think I've done it the past couple of years. Eventually they're gonna break through. They have to. There's no way they can keep going like this.
Heartbreak. They had chances to win, not shootout. Couldn't do it.
The overtime even. The shootout was the bronze medal game.
That's what I'm meaning. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking
Well,
about the
they had,
semifinal because they lost
well,
in
they
overtime
lost.
to Finland.
Yes, that too. But they had their chances in that shootout. They couldn't cash.
Actual Sandin Pelka, he's sick offensively.
How's
I didn't
Willander?
what?
How's Willander looking?
I didn't actually watch like a bunch of Sweden's games, but from what people were saying, he might have been better than Sandin Pelka overall.
Would you prefer Zach Benson if you could do it over?
At this point, no.
I would.
But we have such glaring need defensively in our one right
Hey,
now and two in our prospect
you got
system.
Sawyer Mineo.
Oh,
Good enough for Team Canada.
whoop-de-doo.
Yeah,
And I'm not even saying this like Canucks people are saying that, oh, Willander looked better than Sandin Pelka. I've seen like prospect followers be like, Willander was probably all around better. He was better, played, got put in more of a shutdown role and looked better. David Carl, his name is, right? Dave Carl.
If I'm Chicago, I'm getting
That's
rid of
what I
this
was gonna
interim
say.
guy. Yeah.
I would say pan him a bag in the offseason. Or like even be like, hey, we'll pay you this money. Sign here. You can keep coaching the rest of the year, and then we'll bring you in next year.
Now, I would exercise some caution with college coaches because who were the last two big names come out of college hockey?
Jim Montgomery was one.
No, I'm not counting him
Okay.
because he had experience.
Out of
Okay,
college.
Dave Haxtell's one. Flopped
Okay.
in two places.
Yeah.
And the other's David Quinn. They both had some hype towards them. So let's relax until he gets into the NHL. I hope he gets a job. Like
Think
if
this is a little different. I don't know. He seems a little different to me. He seems
Yeah,
like
I
this
hope
young
so.
guy. He's won two back-to-back world juniors. He's won a national championship, might win another one this year. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's something different about him.
I hope so. I mean, I hope he, like, if I see Peter Laviolette get fired from New York, which he probably will be at one point, then he just have him be hired by Chicago. I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, with all these retreads, or Peter DeBoer getting another job once Dallas lets him go. Like, good Lord.
Is Dallas going to let him go?
No, but I'm just saying he's been around like 12 different spots.
Okay. Do you even want to touch on Pettersson Miller, or do you just want to move on? Because
Quickly.
we spent a lot of time on this World Juniors
Quickly.
game.
We'll do it quickly. Grow up. You're adults. You're making a shit ton of money. Miller quit being an asshole. Pettersson quit being soft as Sharman. Get over it. Every year it's the same thing. You chose Miller over Horvat. You made your bed. Now sleep in it. You had to pick one. That's who you chose. You knew he was an asshole. You know this is how he operates. Pettersson, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of every year there's something new you're complaining about. Your contract, your knee, your wrist, holdouts, yada yada yada. Fighting with the media because you can't stand it when they poke at you. I don't know, Vancouver media is difficult, believe me, I'm aware. Get over it. I'm tired.
I did find it funny today how the report was they want like a Eichel-like package for Pettersson if they trade him.
Yeah, that's what I'd expect.
Well, sure, but you forget one thing. Buffalo lost that trade. Why would you want an Eichel-like package? You want
Well, I'd
more.
like to talk. I'd like a tuck.
Yeah, so would I. But they lost that
Yeah,
trade, and an
you're
Eichel won
right.
a cup. Like, why would you want a Pettersson? Why do you want an Eichel
Well,
package when you should be like, no, we want
also,
more than that.
you'd hope that you do better than Buffalo, the laughing stock of the NHL, in anything, right? Like, I don't know. I've just had enough. The media is hysterical about it. It's probably not as big as they're making it out to be. But grow up.
It does seem to me if there is a trade, it's Pettersson going to be to Columbus or it's going to be Miller to New York. I don't think a trade's going to happen this season.
They better not bring in Zibanejad because he's more cooked than chicken at the bottom of the barbecue. He's thank God they rejected that potential trade. Would have been one for one. Jesus, that would have been horrible.
Apparently there was more. Friedman said there was more to it. But the Canucks were be like, give us Schneider in it too. And the Rangers like, no.
Oh
Okay.
God.
See ya.
Oh God. Just end my pain. Trade him to Oilers.
For what?
You can have Jeff Skinner.
Pass.
Yeah.
Who you're saying Miller to the Oilers?
That'd be fun.
It'd have to
You
be
play
like
center or wing.
it'd have to
You'd
be
have to
like
give up
Nuge,
Kulak,
Skinner.
Jeff Skinner,
You don't have like a defense prospect. That's gonna hurt.
Akey.
Savoy would have to be
Akey's
fine.
right-handed. They'd love that.
I don't know.
So.
You'd have to overpay to like I don't know what Miller's value is like. It's gonna be weird if
And they
there's a
would
trade.
never trade him in division. I'm just
No,
joking
yeah,
around.
that's what I'm saying too. It's like I don't know.
But the bottom line, you are adults, Pettersson. You are not a 19-year-old coming out of Sweden anymore. If you're being bullied by someone, a 31-year-old when you're 26, sorry, it's on you. Like, get over it. Hughes, get control of that locker room. You're the captain. I know you're kind of injured right now. Tocchet, I thought the whole point of you was that you would challenge players in a way Boudreau wouldn't. Get control or else. I'm not even a big Tocchet guy anymore. I'm not saying he should be fired, but he's made some big mistakes
Well,
this year.
apparently he's got a. It's supposed to be a team option, but it sounds more like a mutual option at the end of the offseason, according to Ritter.
I'm not even touching that because the media is gonna shit their pants over it for the next 3 months.
I don't think Tocchet's going anywhere yet. It
They
would
love him.
be.
He's their guy. He's their
Yeah.
guy. They
Well,
humiliated Boudreau for this guy.
it is interesting because Alvin, his interview, he kind of did take shots at like everyone. He
Good. He should have.
kind of said Tocchet, Miller, Pettersson, Besser even.
Imagine if Lankinen was below average this year. They're in the lottery. Imagine. Like, good Lord.
And then I don't know, it was, then the Tocchet report came out. It's like I don't know. With like is it all good and sunshine and rainbows between coach and management right now?
Better
Maybe
be.
no. Yeah.
You humiliate Boudreau for this guy with like he was so good last year. We were all pumping him up. What changed?
Yeah. It is interesting because Tocchet could very well just threaten being like, all right, see, I'm going back to TV.
Well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. We brought you back after Arizona.
So,
Anyway.
I don't know. NFL, okay. Week 18 quickly. Mainly we don't even need to touch on it mainly because there was only a couple things that really mattered. I'm pulling it up. I will start with the Saturday games. Ravens clinched the division, beat the Browns, kill them, no surprise. Then the Bengals squeak one out over the Steelers. Keep their playoff hopes alive until, holy shit, the Broncos shit on the Chiefs. And I'm gonna say this, Joseph, before you go. Anyone expecting the Chiefs to have beat the Broncos in that game were straight up delusional. I'm sorry. They were playing a practice squad team. They were playing a preseason level team. How do you think an NFL team who's playing for a playoff spot is gonna react to playing a team of preseasoners?
Yeah.
They're gonna kill him. And they did. 38 nothing. Wasn't close.
I thought there would be some Chiefs bullshit. I didn't realize how little players of value the Chiefs were playing.
No, they played no one. Like
Also,
who the hell is
my
Romigo? Romigio.
sounds like the Spanish word for friend.
Yeah. They sat literally everyone, and
Yeah, well,
what you thought.
want me to put my tinfoil hat on for a minute and be a conspiracy theorist?
Okay.
Chiefs through this game. Who's
Oh,
the only?
boo-hoo. Shut up. I get what you're saying. Everyone's saying this. No.
I'm right. I'm right.
No.
Outside of Tom Brady, who's the only one who's sunned Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs? Joe
Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
Yeah, okay. But
I'm right. I'm
why
right. I'm
you're
objectively right.
maybe, but what even if it like it didn't matter. Let's say it was any team other than the Bengals in this situation. It's the Broncos and I don't know, we'll say the Dolphins. Sure, why not?
You would play Rashee Rice. You'd
No,
play a
you would.
few real players. Yes,
Rashee
you would.
Rice is out for the year. What are
Anyway,
you talking about?
whatever. You get my point. They'd play Pacheco or Jim Bob or whatever that receiver's name
They
who's really
play
good.
Juju
Worthy.
Smith-Schuster.
Oh, God.
They sat like everyone else. That was their
I know.
norm. Like, yeah.
Believe me, I know. I mean, the Bengals have no one but to blame for themselves and their shitty defense and getting themselves in this
And you shouldn't
position.
lose to the Pats in week one.
Yeah, that's a problem. But
Just like the Seahawks shouldn't watch the Giants in week
pay
three.
Chase in the offseason, please.
You pay Higgins in the offseason too.
He's done.
Okay. Because Burrow wants him back badly.
Well, zippity-doo-dah, you've already paid Burrow.
You hear what
Like,
Burrow said in his presser, though? He's like, that's a guy you don't let walk out the building.
Cincinnati's ownership is notoriously stingy. Imagine. Burrow, Chase, Higgins, Chase Brown, and then you get out of your time machine and you bring in prime AJ Green.
Why do you need prime AJ Green there?
I'm just saying, wouldn't that be sick?
Sure, but I don't know. I don't see why you need him when you have Chase and Higgins.
But that's all I have to say on the Bengals. They shouldn't have put themselves in this position.
Yeah,
Be
and then
back
I.
next year. Please sign Chase before the training camp, or it's just going to be a soap opera. Pay him his money. He deserves it.
Only other thing, I guess, of real relevance. I guess the NFC South got wrapped up. Falcons choked away a game to the Panthers. Bryce Young looked very good at the end of the year.
Well, a little bit of confidence can do wonders.
And
And improved O-line play.
I will say I loved that Evans got the
I was
catch at
just
the
about
end of
to
the game.
mention that.
It is a little funny how some of his 1,000-yard seasons are like barely over,
Yeah.
like couple yards worth, but
He did it.
yeah, he did it.
Good for him. I like Mike Evans a lot. Hall of Famer, first ballot.
What else? What else? What else? Oh, I didn't realize the Cardinals put up 47 on the Niners.
Season's over, who cares?
Oh, I thought it was a closer game than that. I knew they won, but McBride got another touchdown. Wow. Good for him. And then
Jerod Mayo getting fired for no reason.
Vikings Lions was a big one. I guess.
Darnold laid an egg.
Yeah, he can't handle pressure. If he plays a team with a decent pass rush,
Well, I
which the
mean,
Rams do, but
I mean, good for Sam Darnold. Good for the season. But he's still Sam Darnold. If you're expecting to win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, you're going to be disappointed.
In terms of a first overall pick, the Patriots blew it. They won, but I don't
You
think it really meant.
think that's why they fired him? Jerod
No,
Mayo?
God, no. No.
He had 1 year. So did Antonio Pierce. What does Antonio Pierce expect to do with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew?
There was rumors
That what? He lost the
coming
room?
in.
They dealt
No,
with
like
John
they
Gruden
kind of
for
were
years.
like, for like, is he really the guy going forward? We don't really know. So.
To be a black head coach in the NFL.
Titans have the first overall pick now. What a boring team to have the first overall pick, I must say. Just such a
Well,
mid franchise.
do they go with Shadur?
I don't think Shadur is going to want to play there.
Okay, then it's going to be Travis Hunter.
No, I don't think Travis Hunter will want to play there either. And
It's Tennessee. It's not Guatemala.
I think they're going to take a quarterback or want to take a quarterback, which is why I think it's going to be Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward
The
plays a little
Hurricanes
bit.
goaltender? Isn't that funny? He plays for Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And
No.
he's Cam Ward.
And I think he might be better than Shitter actually overall as a
I think
prospect.
so. I think Shadur, if his name was Bob Jenkins, people wouldn't care as much. He'd still be a good prospect. But, you know.
That leaves us. Yeah, so the head coaching vacancies, we can touch on this quick before we go to the playoffs. So we have the
Yep.
Jets, we have the Bears. We have the Patriots,
Raiders.
we have the Raiders, we have the Jags, and we have the Saints.
I expect Peterson to. I could see Doug Peterson being like the only one of the fired coaches to get another head coaching job.
I think he's
I could
kind of
see
done.
he might be, but I mean, they're such a mess. And they've been a mess for years in Jacksonville. I'm saying it now. If the New York Jets hire Rex Ryan, I'm going to spend 10 minutes of our next show laughing. One of the most overrated head coaches of all time. He's shit. And he hasn't coached in 10 years. Oh, I'm going to end the Aaron Rodgers Country Club. Yeah, you and what army, Rex? You have no clout. You have no skills. You have no stars, because I bet Sauce Gardner's probably going to want out. Devontae Adams won't play there without Rodgers. Garrett Wilson's pissed. Like, come on. But I expect Ben Johnson to get a job somewhere. I'd be shocked if he didn't. There's going to be a lot of openings. A lot of Joe Brady, I could see getting a job. You keep talking about Pete
Pete
Carroll.
Carroll to
Yep,
yeah.
to the Bears. We'll see. Gonna be interesting vacancies.
I'm gonna say if I had to pick coach for each spot. I'll save Vrabel for the Patriots. Just makes too much sense. Former
Yeah.
player. There was the rumors that of that last offseason. They didn't go that way, but I think that's probably going to happen this time around. Kind of like Ben Johnson in Jacksonville, not going to lie. I think he might like it too. He's got Trevor Lawrence down there. He's got Brian Thomas Jr. He's got two good offensive weapons to work with and build around. Etienne, if he can bounce back, or Bigsby, either or, in the backfield. And then I did find it funny how, did you see the Zoom call with the owner and the GM? They had a Zoom call talking about like the end of the season, like a press conference. And somebody asked the owner if a coach wants to come in and like have like input on the front office. What would your thoughts be to that? Like basically saying, if a new coach comes in and wants to fire the GM, what's your response to this? And the GM is sitting in the Zoom call with him, and he's like, yeah, I'd be open to hearing what they say, and we can make our decision from there. I'm like,
Just
you just threatened
undermined, you
you're
know.
just threatened to fire this guy? The fuck?
It unless you're Bill Belichick, it's really rare that a coach with football operations power does well in any sport. Like, remember Daryl Sutter was GM and head coach of the Flames, and like he couldn't draft to save his
Yeah.
life.
The only other one I can think of is Pete Carroll, because Pete Carroll had a lot of control over. He
Sure.
what the Schneider was the GM, but
Yeah.
Carroll got a lot of say in what he wanted with the roster.
So I guess Sean Payton has some as well,
Yeah.
but I mean, even then, like Pete Carroll wasn't the number, he didn't hold the titles. Like Bill Belichick was the de facto head or GM,
Yeah.
right? And even Pete Carroll, he had his weaknesses. We've been talking about their offensive line. Even when they won the Super Bowl, their offensive line was kind of mid.
It was all right at the time,
Well, they had
but not,
Russell
yeah.
Okung, and their center, whatever his name was their best guy. And they traded him for Jimmy Graham.
Max Unger.
Yeah.
And
But
then
man, if in my next life, I'm gonna be a white offensive coordinator. I'm already halfway there. Because God, that's a lucrative position. They love, and I'm gonna be like related to Sean McVay, because they love that.
So we got the I got the Jags, I got the Pats. I'm gonna say Pete Carroll, the Bears. I think they're gonna go for a structure
Okay.
guy.
I'd hope so. It's so funny that they've never had a good quarterback in their history.
Yeah.
They've never had a 4,000-yard passer. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Tom Brady used to do that in his sleep.
Where else we got? We got the Saints. We got the who'd I miss? Jets, I don't have yet.
Raiders?
And Raiders.
It's hard to say this early in the
I think I
process.
like Aaron Glenn for like the Lions DC for I'm gonna say the Saints. He just seems
Okay.
like a Saints pick.
Yeah, Saints going defense again. Like Dennis Allen was a defensive guy. Sean Payton before him was a defensive guy.
Isn't Peyton an offense guy?
No, he's defense. Well, he's kind of both.
I feel
He's
like he
kind of
runs the
both.
offense in Denver.
Well, he was also Bounty Gate guy, so.
Raiders, man, the Raiders. And you were saying Antonio Pierce earlier. I forgot to touch on that. It makes sense why they kind of fired him now.
Right,
Because
because they
he
kind
would
of backed into hiring him. They were kind of like, okay.
they were like, well, they got a lot of players loved him,
Yeah.
including Adams and Crosby, and they said, okay, if you hire somebody else, we're out the door.
Is Max Crosby? No, I'm thinking Bosa, the super racist guy. I was thinking, no chance. Nick Bosa likes the black head coach.
Crosby might be a little bit too, but
I th right,
he no
yeah.
no wait, he's more like gang. I think
Yeah,
that's what his thing
but
is.
even though he's like whiter than the two of us.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know who they, but I get it. It makes sense, you know. Sounds like Crosby's getting traded and Adams is already traded, so makes sense that they're at the door. And then yeah, I can't even think of who
I
the
could
Jets would
see
hire.
Jerod Mayo going there. He's got history with Brady.
Yeah, maybe. Who else is he gonna hire? I don't know. Be interesting to see. Maybe actually Brian Flores could be a decent option.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what he gets up to. But if they flame out in the playoffs, Minnesota, we'll see how if that impacts it.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll touch on the Seahawks quick too. Successful season, but not successful season at the same time. Only 10-win
Yeah.
team to not make the playoffs. Got screwed
I
out
mean,
of a tiebreaker.
is Geno the quarterback next year?
I'm gonna see. Yes. I was saying this earlier. I think the only realistic option that they could go get for a quarterback this offseason is JJ McCarthy. If the Vikings go on a deep run, they might want to keep Sam Darnold around. Fair enough.
No.
Yes, there's room. Yes, there's rumors.
Just Nick Foles' ass. Say you're a backup.
We'll see. And the thing is, too, the Vikings, they need draft picks. You're not going to really get draft
Yeah.
picks from Sam Darnold. You'd get draft picks from McCarthy. You could fill out the rest of your roster. And I wouldn't even start McCarthy next year. That's the thing, too, though. I would probably let him sit for a year again, develop. Because he sat for this year, but he was injured. Let him get
Maybe the
fully
Seahawks
adjusted.
pick up Kirk Cousins.
No, can't see it. Geno is better than Kirk this year. Why would they downgrade?
Yeah, what a stupid move by Atlanta to sign him, then draft Penix, who Penix looked okay. But I mean, predictable. Now they're stuck with all that dead cap.
Yeah, eventually. But yeah, they should have been probably in the playoffs. You can't lose to the Giants in week three at home, or week four it was. No, week five.
I'm
That's what it
surprised
was. Week
Dable's
five.
coming back.
I'm not. He's a good coach. He's just been giving such a shit roster to work with. The fact that their GM still has a job is a little surprising to me.
Well, that's one of the worst owners in the league, John Mara.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Sox weren't on the playoffs. Would have been nice, but oh well. 10-7. McDonald, I think, really showed up. I think he's
Yeah,
going to be a
he
good
had a good
coach.
year.
I think he
Get
is a
an
good
offensive
coach.
line.
Yeah. They better go draft an offensive lineman early in the draft. Maybe two.
Maybe three.
Maybe not that. You need to fill out. They still need, like, maybe a linebacker and
I hear Bobby Wagner's available.
He's probably retiring after
Yeah.
this year, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay,
Malcolm
playoff
Smith?
predictions.
Okay.
Do
Anyway.
you want to do the? I guess we could go. Do you want to go
Is
all the way?
the tree up? I'm seeing if I can get a tree going here. Hold on.
Okay, I'm pulling up PFF because that's what I did mine on.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want to go all the way, or do you just want to do wild card? What are you thinking?
Hold on, let me just pull it up. I should have been a little more prepared for this. Hold on. NFL
Oh,
playoff.
I actually want to say this too. So I went back and looked at all the team records that I predicted at the beginning of the year to see how I did. I had five correct records, right? A couple of them were like a game off too. I feel like I was pretty accurate for the most part.
You see how I did?
No, I didn't have yours.
Well, I guess you could, in theory, listen to it, but
Yeah, sorry.
it's fine. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
I had both the Seahawks and the Rams at 10-7, but I had the Seahawks in the playoffs because of a tiebreaker. But
I see.
I think it was division record tiebreaker, whereas the Rams got in off the strength of victory one.
Right, I'm ready when you are.
Anywho, okay, we'll start with the Saturday game. I guess the Texans Chargers is the opener. Ironically, any time the Texans have been in the playoffs, they play in this exact window. I
Yeah,
don't know if you
it's
saw
weird.
that.
Yeah, because I guess it was against Flacco and the gang last year. So I'm gonna
Texans
say, who are
Chargers.
you gonna say?
I'm gonna let you go first. I think I know what
Okay,
you're gonna say.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah.
I like Justin Herbert. He had a nice year. Jim Harbaugh, he reset the culture there. Quentin Johnson finally showed up at the end of the year. My guy Ladd McConkey is really good.
That's my guy.
Canadian Josh Palmer is a good player too. Defense is iffy. But alas, I think CJ Stroud took a bit of a backward step this year, and I think it's going to be the Chargers.
I like both these teams. This is the problem. Like I wouldn't be mad at either one of them winning. But something tells me that everyone is picking the Chargers, which is why it's going to be a Texans win.
Interesting factor here is it's a Chargers home game, right?
Nope. Texans are home team.
Okay, well, never mind. I was going to say how many Texans fans are going to fill the Los Angeles stadium, but that's moot, so it doesn't really matter. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of where I'm at. I feel like everyone's picking the Chargers, and I get why, but I don't know. I'm still CJ Stroud's just gonna pull some luck out of his ass and then win a game and then probably go home next round.
Yeah,
Who are my preseason AFC champion too? So I kind of want to pick them to go deep, or I can't have them. I don't want to pick them to go deep because they're not gonna, I don't think, but I can't have them go out in the first round. So I have them beating the Chargers in a bit of an upset, even though they're home team,
okay.
but betting underdog. Then we go to Ravens and the Steelers. By the way, just before we get going, if anyone doesn't know, I am a Steelers bandwagon now
No, Christ.
because the Seahawks are out, so I
Well, I
cheer for
got
my
some
favorite
bad
player
news
ever
for
in
you
Russ.
then.
Yeah, they're probably out this round, so
Not only.
if they're bounced this round, my team becomes the Commanders because of Bobby Wagner.
Oh, Christ.
And then if that goes
Hey.
wrong,
Damn, I wish Malcolm Butler was still active.
then
I
I
could
might be
still have
cheering for
my.
like anyone, either Lamar or Josh Allen, whoever wins that matchup.
Okay. All right. Well, I got bad news for you, Nathan. I think this is a blowout. I think
I don't
Baltimore's.
think it's gonna be a blowout.
I
I
do. This is
don't.
my prediction. It's going to be a blowout. Baltimore's going to whoop Pittsburgh's ass, and Mike Tomlin's going to go and be a GM.
Ooh.
Yeah,
So
not necessarily leave Pittsburgh, but I could see him passing the torch and become head of football operations.
okay.
Baltimore's going to whoop their ass. Lamar Jackson's the MVP, right? I think so. They
I
can't give
think
it to
he
Burrow.
probably should be, but I think voter fatigue is going to play a factor, and it's going to be
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Well, you can't give it to Burrow. He didn't make the playoffs, even though I think he has the best stats, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't have the rushing stats of Lamar, obviously. But could be Allen. Got the Haley Steinfeld effect. Okay, so I have Baltimore.
Yep. I do as well, but I don't think it's going to be blowout. I think it'll be close. Divisional game, kind of weird. I don't know.
Okay.
Then it's the Bills and the Broncos the next morning at 10.
In Buffalo.
Yes.
Is it going to snow?
I haven't heard anything about it snowing, so I'm going to say no.
This is a trap game. Denver's better than people give him credit for. Bo Nix had a really nice rookie year. He started slow, but he got it together. They're well coached, sadly, with Sean Payton, even though I hate Sean Payton. Buffalo's going to have to bring their A game. They can't rest on their laurels and assume that, oh, we're so good. We're going to cruise to the conference final against, or conference championship against KC again. They're going to have to show up. They can't start slow because Denver will pounce. That being said, I do have the Bills winning this game. Josh Allen's too good. He's finally got some receivers now. Shakir's really good. Amari Cooper.
Gordon.
Their tight end, Dawson.
Knox.
Dawson Knox and
Kincaid.
Kincaid, right? James Cook's a good running back.
I am praying this is a Bills blowout win. I don't like the Broncos. I don't like Bo
Neither do I.
Nix. I think I've been pretty adamant. I don't like Bo Nix. I don't think he's that good. I think he's a little overrated.
I still haven't forgiven the Broncos for playing terribly in that Super Bowl against
Did I
your
tell you that
Seahawks.
like I saw that stat about the Broncos offense or like
No.
Bo Nix EPA versus Russ's EPA last year? They're like the same. They've been the same level quarterback basically. Russ is maybe
Yeah.
even a little bit better. This was a couple weeks ago, so maybe it changed. But the reason the Broncos are good now is because their defense is so elite. So I think this game, the Broncos defense is going to keep them in it. I'm going to say it's an under a 10-point score. I think like a 26 17 is what I'm going to say it's going to be, but I'm praying this is a Bills blowout, but the Bills are going to win.
Okay.
Then it goes to
Are we doing the AFC first?
no, let's do wild card at a time.
Okay.
And then let's go to Eagles Packers because I believe that no, is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it'll be that game the next day.
Okay. Okay. This is a weird one. 'Cause I feel like there's been a lot of shit with the Eagles this year. Some drama.
Not as much in previous years.
Yeah, well, it's Philly. It's going to be something. I don't think Sirianni's that good of a coach. I think he's kind of a Jalen Hurts merchant and a Barkley merchant. But I do have the Eagles winning. Jordan Love's good, but I don't consider him elite. They don't really have any elite weapons in on offense. Defense is all right. This is going to be a Jalen Hurts legacy playoffs, I think, because he hasn't won the big one yet. And it's time for him to show what he's that he's, you know, as good as people say he is. So I'm gonna say Philly.
Eagles were my preseason Super Bowl pick. I'm sticking with it. I think Green Bay's receivers, like they're all good. They're out without Watson now. I think Reed, Wicks, and who am I missing? What's his name? Fuck. I know who your name is. Oh my God, why can't I think of it?
Romeo Dobbs.
That's who it is. Yep, thank you.
Okay. Genius.
All good. I don't know if I consider them elite. Like Reed's probably their best one, but I don't
Yeah.
consider him like an elite guy.
You don't consider Marquez Valdes-Scantling elite?
He's not there anymore.
I thought he was.
He's
Anyway.
in New Orleans now.
Yeah, that's right.
Jacob's been great this year. Tucker Kraft's been good filling in on tight end, but I just feel like they're gonna lack a true elite game breaker like weapon on offense. Whereas the Eagles, you got Barkley, you got Brown. Devontae Smith is not probably a game breaker at this point, but he's like a very good complementary piece next to Brown. O-line solid. Their defense is good this year. Give me the Eagles. Probably a close game, but Philly finds a way.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. All
Commanders, Buccaneers.
this is my first upset, I
Oh,
think, that I've said.
okay.
Yeah, this is my first upset. I think Tampa's going to win this one.
Oh, that's considered an upset. Okay.
I think so. I think it is.
They're favored on betting odds, I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure.
and they are the three seed. I guess I misread that. But anyway, I do have Tampa winning. I think Baker Mayfield's got they love him there. The receivers love him. The front office loves him. The coaching staff loves him. He's found a home because remember he bounced around a little bit after Cleveland. He was in Carolina. He was in Los Angeles with the Rams. He's been the heir apparent to Tom Brady, and he's got a lot of weapons. I know Godwin's hurt, but Evans is there. He's really good. Mayfield can run a bit. They have a decent defense. Jaden Daniels, he's had a very successful rookie year. He's got a bright future, but I think his playoff inexperience is going to bite him a little bit, and the lights may be a little too bright. So I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
These teams have played each other this year, I swear, have they not?
Maybe.
Let me check quick. Is there a last matchup thing here? September 8th, 2024. So that would have been week one they played.
Oh, well,
Tampa
ages
won
ago.
37-20. So I don't think you can take too much into consideration in that game.
No.
Wow, I just realized if the Vikings beat the Lions, there would have been three week one rematches in the NFC side.
Huh. It's
That
funny.
that's kind of weird. I weirdly I like the Commanders in this matchup. I think Jaden Daniels and their offense can exploit the Bucs defense a little bit. Like I don't think Bucs defense has been that great this year.
Yeah.
And I think the Commanders defense has been picking up steam of late. They've been playing w well. And I feel like this is like a, I gotta pick some road teams at some point. Like I can't just have pick all the home teams. I've picked all the home teams so far, and I don't know. I think Jaden Daniels is like a show me what you're made of kind of moment, and I think they get the job done on the road.
Yeah.
Vikings and Rams.
It's a weird one because Rams are good. Vikings are good. This is probably the most evenly matched game, I think, of the group. I know the Vikings are 14-3 or whatever they were, but they were lucky. They won a lot of one score games. Darnold played the best football he's ever played in his life. Stafford's really good on the Rams. I'm going to say Minnesota, but it's going to be close. A one score game coming down to like a field goal last couple minutes or something. So, Vikings for me.
I'm going to take the Vikings, and I'm going to say it's going to be by more than one score.
Okay.
I think the Rams are a little bit overrated right now. Past couple weeks, their offense, like when I obviously know that they didn't play their starters against Seattle. Past couple weeks, their offense before that, not really cooking. Defense was good, but the offense, not really cooking. You want to know something interesting? The Rams scored less points than the Seahawks. They gave up more points than the Seahawks. Worst point differential, I believe, is negative. I don't think the Seahawks was. I believe they had a negative point differential. And they're the same record, though. But I don't think they're like as good as people are making them out to be. I don't think Stafford has been Stafford-like necessarily. He's been at times this year, but other times he's kind of struggled. I don't know. This, I feel like the Vikings defense is going to cause some havoc a little bit. And I like their weapons too much to like create stuff. If the Vikings O-line can hold up Verse and Fisk, like their two pass rushers who have been good this year, if they can slow them down a little bit, I think if Darnold gets time, they're gonna succeed. And I think it's gonna be not as close as people are saying. And I'm gonna say, take the Vikings.
Okay. All right, let's rapid fire this
Okay,
divisional
so you want to go
round.
division? Yeah, because we'll talk about the divisional again next week, so it doesn't.
Okay, so the
So
seeding is a.
you have Chiefs and Chargers now.
I'm gonna make this short and sweet. Chiefs bullshit. They're gonna win 24-10. And Mahomes is gonna have 246 yards, two touchdowns and a pick, and then one really cool run around flippy dick pass to Travis Kelce for 48 yards and a touchdown.
And then
Kansas
you
City.
and then Bills Ravens.
It's a hard one. Oh, that's a tough one. Who's the better team? Okay, Bills would have a home field advantage. I'm gonna say Bills because it could be cold as hell at that point. That's gonna be close, high scoring,
Okay.
but Bills.
And then I guess here you would have Vikings and Lions.
Spoiler: the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. That's
Oh,
not a prediction.
okay.
That's a spoiler. So I have Detroit beating Minnesota. I think they're going to kill them.
Okay. And then Eagles versus Bucks in this scenario. You're taking the Bucks, aren't you? Eagles?
I'm so conventional. I've picked the favorite every time. Eagles, but I think it'll be close. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a legacy game.
We can just keep going with yours. E Bills Chiefs.
The Buffalo Bills, baby. Josh
Ooh.
Allen's got that Haley Seinfeld secret sauce. I can't believe I just said that. And Kansas City, like, they're the worst 14-2 team ever.
15-2.
15-2, right? God,
Is
it
there's
keeps
no there
screwing me.
there's
It keeps
barely been
screwing
any
me.
15-2 teams, so I don't know. Yeah, maybe they are.
That extra game is still screwing me. I'm still referring to teams 8-8 and 9-7. But they haven't played well all season. And maybe you can say, oh, they're going to pick it up in time for the playoffs. And yeah, maybe they will. But Kelsey's looked kind of washed at times. He's been good. Like, they don't have an elite receiver. I don't think Pacheco is an elite running back. They're kind of just getting by on Mahomes. And Mahomes hasn't been himself. While Josh Allen's been firing on all cylinders, they're going to have to beat the refs, though. I hate playing that card. You know, the NFL wants nothing more than another Taylor Swift Super Bowl. Right? Assuming they're still together, which I mean, I assume they will
They
be.
are.
I mean, in a month's time or whatever it
Oh,
is.
yeah.
I know they're still, believe me, I know. I know way too much. But yes, I do believe the Bills are going to make the Super Bowl, and I'll just be short and sweet here. I think the Lions are going to beat the Eagles. I believe in Detroit. I know their defense is iffy. I think it's their season. I love that quote by Dan Campbell. You can't try to bury someone who was born in the dirt or something along those lines. That shit's cool. And I just think Detroit's. They got it this year.
They beat the
Detroit's over
Bills.
the
Okay.
Bills in the Super Bowl, 40-33.
Wow. Okay.
Should be a fun one.
I have Chiefs versus Texans. I'm gonna take the Chiefs because why not? Because who wouldn't? If you don't take the Chiefs to go to the conference championship game, you're just an idiot. Happens every year. Kind of like the Astros. Like, remember the Astros kept making the ALCS every year? And
Yeah.
I think I said this year I'm picking them to keep going until they don't. And then they, of course, didn't. I was like, great. Then I got Bills over the Ravens. I almost want, I want. Whoever wins that game, I'm cheering for, no matter what. Assuming my teams are out by then. But then I have the Commanders beating the Lions in an upset. Sorry. But
Commanders beating the Lions.
Jaden Daniels' legacy game. I think the Bills or the Lions' defense, sorry, has too many injuries, and I think Daniels might be able to exploit it.
Yeah.
And I th this just feels like a trap game, and I feel like it's a game the like the Commanders can sneak by and win and be the kind of like surprise team to go to the conference championship because I feel like there's one every year. There's like a surprise, and I feel like that's the Commanders this year to me. I've seen a lot of people picking like the Rams stuff, and I'm not buying it. And then I have the Eagles beating the Vikings. because I believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC still. I have the Chiefs beating the Bills. Just can't, I can't pick against it, right?
Yeah.
And then I have the Eagles beating the Commanders, but then I have the Eagles defeating the Chiefs, getting their revenge from 2 years ago in the
Okay.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
That is my pick.
I am concerned about Chief Voodoo. And they'll have the refs. So, I'm hoping we can be saved from it all. 'Cause what, as Mahomes, they've won two in a row, right? Not three in a row.
Two. They're going
They're
for
looking for
three.
the three-peat. God, if he
Yeah.
wins three in a row, the Mahomes are going to be, they're going to be talking about Brady and Mahomes. And
Although it's already been talked being
well,
talked
no,
about,
I mean
so.
they're going to be like, they're going to say he's above, which I don't
Oh,
think he will
probably.
be. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I don't know. I'm hoping it's like Bills Lions is can would be so much fun.
Neither team has won a Super Bowl. Yeah, it'd be
Yep.
fun.
And two great fan bases. So that'd be
All right,
fun.
I'm pulling up the MLB signings list of the past little bit because we've
All
missed a
right.
bunch.
Sorry, I'm just going to take a NyQuil.
Did we get the Cody Bellinger trade? I think we did, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so I'm just gonna keep looking around here. Kepler to the Phillies, Soroka to the Nats. What else happened? Jose Trevino got traded.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Wait,
It's
that's
Jose
not.
Trevino.
No, Jose Trevino is like the old one.
He's a
He was the
catcher.
couple years ago that was good.
Yeah,
But
but
now it's Wells.
he's just nothing. I hate the MLB offseason. It's the worst.
I saw Patrick Sandoval got signed by the Red Sox. I thought it was Pablo for a second. I'm like, the fuck?
Pablo's too busy at McDonald's.
Probably. Christian Walker to the Astros. There we go. 3 years,
Okay.
$60 million. Bye
Good
bye,
deal.
Bregman.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely bye bye, Bregman. They need an outfielder still, probably, but
Because they traded Tucker.
they got Isak Paredes playing third base and then Walker at first now. They definitely need an outfielder.
They still have Jose Siri, I think. But he's kind of light with the bat.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Josh Naylor traded to the D-backs for Slade Cecconi, competitive balance round B draft pick. The fuck is that?
It's like for small markets and teams, revenue sharing.
And then they signed Carlos Santana to a 1 year, $12 million deal.
They can't quit Carlos Santana. They love him.
Yeah, they do. Because
Jay is
wasn't he
killer.
like traded away and then he signed back
I
or
think this
traded
is
back?
third stint with the team.
Yeah. Yankees
I was
also signed
thinking,
Paul Goldschmidt that day.
yeah, I mean, he's old. Just a Rizzo replacement.
Yeah.
Josh Naylor and the Blue Jays, I didn't see the fit. He's too overweight to play outfield.
Hey, they love overweight players, dude. What do you mean?
Jesus. I mean, like he can't, he's not good enough to be a full-time DH, is my point.
Fair enough.
And unless you're certain Vlad's gone, you don't need a first baseman. So
Jesus Luzardo traded from the Marlins to the Phillies,
you
along
know,
with.
I complain a lot about being a Blue Jays fan. If I was a Marlins fan, I think I'd kill myself. There's no hope.
Yeah.
Every 2 years they tear it down again. Like their 2020 playoff team, all gone. Outside of like one
I find
player.
it so funny too, because like how many people come out of like Florida from a college or even high school? Like
Yeah.
I feel like there's such a baseball county
Well, think about
state,
it.
even
It's
it.
warm all year round.
Yeah. But how can
It's
you not draft like develop an MLB team that well? I don't get it.
well, the fans don't care.
Yeah.
Like there's so many options in the Miami area. So.
Nathaniel Lowe traded from the Rangers to the Nationals too.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Didn't they sign somebody? Am I tripping? I feel like they signed somebody.
Texas?
Yeah, and that's why they traded him.
I don't know.
Nah,
It's not ringing
maybe
a
it was
bell.
you. I think you said Bregman was gonna go there or something.
Yes, I did.
That's why I didn't think that.
I just hate the MLB offseason. How do you have the
Sean.
worst offseason draft and arguably the worst trade deadline?
Yeah. Sean Manaea, 3 years, $75 million back to the Mets.
Yeah, good for him.
Fair contract.
More deferred money.
McCutcheon re-signed in Pittsburgh. I'd miss
Let's
that.
go. You've got to respect the grind of Andrew McCutcheon. going to back to the shit team that's never going to do anything. He's given up on winning a ring. Good for him. Go where you're
I
liked.
didn't see Jock Peterson re-sign with the Rangers either.
I knew that. Yeah.
2 years, $37 million. Eloy Jimenez, minor league contract in Tampa. I found that
he took
funny.
A minor league deal.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. And then Walker Buehler, 1 year, $21.05 million deal to the Red Sox.
Great. I'm going to deal with Walker Buehler.
Decent pickup. They need pitching.
And then the Dodgers got some other Japanese guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through it all. Corbin Burns. We're on that day. Yeah, we're on that day now. Corbin Burns, 6 years, $210 million to the Diamondbacks. I believe this happened like overnight, right?
Yeah, it was weird. And I think there's... I don't know.
It
reminds
me
he
of
wasn't Kawhi coming here.
A lot.
Yeah, he wasn't coming here.
Yeah, no.
That's too much money. I wouldn't have paid him that.
Well, I think the Jays were offering probably close... I think they probably were on like 230. Well, I think he probably said, give me 250 to make it worth my while.
Yeah,
come
screw
there.
That.
And then I think he chose the Diamondbacks because no taxes.
Yeah. One day there's going to be something in a CBA that accounts for the taxes. That just isn't stupid deferred money loopholes like Frank Vetrano.
Oh, I was going to touch on that. I forgot to. But...
Yeah. Well, that's gone in the next CBA. That I can guarantee you, those contracts.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Friedman says the league doesn't like it. Blue Jays aren't, they're not getting anyone.
Nope. Because then, yeah, Teo re-signs with the Dodgers, 3 years, $66 million.
You're telling me we couldn't have done better than that? We couldn't have given him a 4x80.
Couldn't give him 3x70.
I would give him a 4x80.
I would get, wasn't he, what was he asking for? 20?
Shit. I give him a 4x100.
He's asking for like 23 to, or 22 to 24 a year, I think, over like 3 years.
We offered Edwin back in the day a 4x80. He was the first baseman.
Yeah.
I just can't do it anymore with this team. With this
Gleyber Torres, 1 year, $15 million to the Tigers. Decent little pickup.
Yeah, that's probably the most inconsistent middle infield of all time with him and Baez.
Well, is Baez even going to play next year?
I don't know. They might just cut him.
Yeah.
I would just consider cutting their losses there.
Josh Bell, 1 year, $6 million to the Nationals. Weird they trade for Lowe and then trade for Josh Bell. Or sign Josh Bell.
I guess Universal DH can do that now.
Yeah. Trevor Williams, 2 years, 14 with the Nationals. Nationals are kind of spending this.
Yeah, it's weird. Seems early for them to be spending all this money. I know the Athletics signed Brent Rooker the other day.
I needed to touch on that. I was looking for that. Hold on. If there's anything else,
poor Oakland fans. They sign all these. They leave. They spend no money. They treat their fans like shit. They play in a shit coliseum. The second they leave, they spend money.
Haesung Kim. To the Dodgers, 3 years.
Not Haesung Kim, but yes. Haesung Kim.
It's his brother, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. It seems... I don't want to infer, I guess, but they both got the last name Kim.
I'm watching you, Nathan.
Okay.
Dodgers and their bullshit. I mean, whatever. Like, they're the clear favorites the next 3 years, at least. Whatever. Baseball, I've kind of fallen out of love with baseball. Part of it's because the Blue Jays stink, but I just hate the baseball ecosystem and the economics of the game.
They are not brothers, but they played together on the same team probably Korea, I guess the KBL. Yeah. KBO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he's decent too. He's kind of like the same as, the other Kim, but just less pop in his bat. And that's probably why teams didn't really want him, because Scaredy doesn't really have the pop to play in the MLB. But
I know the Jays had interest in Haesung Kim, but with Jimenez, that's not going to happen.
No. Charlie Wharton, 1 year, $50 million to the Orioles.
He's ancient at this point, isn't he?
Hey, Kevin Biggio got signed to a minor league deal by the Orioles. I didn't see that.
The thing is with Kevin Biggio, he has one good trait, and that's patience. And the second people are like, oh, he's not going to swing. I'll just throw him strikes because he can't hit. He's useless.
Gavin Lux traded to the Reds for basically nothing.
Why would they acquire Gavin Lux? They have like 15 middle infielders.
The Reds?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have McLean. They have India. They got our boy Espinal.
Is he still around?
Yeah. He's actually pretty good last year. But, oh well, I'm not. I hate the offseason. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate the Blue Jays. Give me the Expos back.
One thing, okay, so we are now like basically all caught up. One thing I did find interesting was the Athletics, well, the Athletics contract to Brent Rooker, I'll say first. That he could have got so much more, could he not?
He's kind of got an interesting personality. I don't think he wants to be in a big market.
But he got could have got so much more than 60 million over
He's
5 years.
also what, 32?
Is he? Oh my God, I didn't realize he's
Yeah.
that old.
He's 31 or 32. I mean, might as well just cash in.
Yeah,
Because
fair enough.
he's a DH, right? So if he has a down year, he's fucked contract wise. He might as well cash in.
And then one thing I did find interesting that I actually really could like, if barring no injuries, Justin Verlander to the Giants.
I could see
I
that.
if he stays healthy, I actually really like that signing because pitcher's friendly ballpark, I feel like he could have a nice year. Probably his
He
last
must be
ride
near
too
the end,
before.
though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
probably got to be his last year before he retires.
He's
42
got
now.
rings. He's got rings. He just got nothing left to prove. Go home to Kate Upton.
Okay, that wraps it up over there. Jays, yeah, do fucking anything. I don't know. Do
Nah,
anything.
they're not. They're not. They're done, I think. I think they're done for the offseason. They might struggle to break 70 wins. Because Bo's gone.
Yeah, I guess if you
If
trade Bo and Vlad at the deadline.
they let either of them walk for nothing, I'm going to lose my mind. Ross for sure will be fired at the end of the season, almost no matter what. He has if they make the pl or miss the playoffs, he's done for sure. I'd fire Shapiro too.
Do
Thanks for the
you
ballpark. You did a good job, but screw you. You're head of baseball.
now do you think they would keep Ross until free agency and then if they were to like miss out on Vlad, would you fire him then?
If they're at the trade deadline and there's no contract, your bed's already made.
Okay.
Right? Like, he's not going to sign an in-season contract, is he?
Oh no, I think he's gonna wait once he hits spring training. I think he said, oh, they got
Yeah.
the
No,
report
no,
was they were
no.
$100 million apart right now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, no, hold on.
Mark,
Hold on.
you got George coming off the book soon?
listen, well, listen. Apparently, Vlad wants like close to like 450 and the Jays were on like 350.
Call it, go 400, 410, call it a day. You're a first baseman. He needs to be a little realistic as well. Unless he wants to play third.
There's no point of him to sign unless he's not getting what he asked for, though, right now. There isn't.
I know he had a bounce back year last year,
Oh,
but
I'm not
he's
even saying
not,
that, but
but
like the market's changing.
I know that.
We'll
I
get
know.
paid so much in free
He's also,
agency.
Pete Alonso can't get anything, and they're basically the same player.
One's younger,
I know
though.
he's younger, but I'm sorry, Vlad. I can't see a situation where you hit 48 home runs again. Like he had such a good season, he only hit 30. Right? So I don't know.
NBA time?
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy or the Suns first?
I don't have much to say on the Suns, so let's get
Okay.
that over with.
Okay. They are struggling of late. Not good. They are. Let me pull up their last couple games in a second here. I
That's
know they lost to the
right.
Hornets last night. Yikes.
Ugh.
So
Quickly on
they
the
lost.
Hornets. Quickly,
They.
quickly. 2 seconds on the Hornets. If I hear that Jello Ball song one more time, I'm going to off myself in front of LeVar.
Whoa.
It's so bad. What the
I.
hell? Now, is it like the KSI song where it's
That's
supposed to
what
be
I was
bad?
okay. That's okay. Me and Connor were talking about this. I'm like, dude, I don't think it's that good. Like, I haven't listened
It's
to it
not.
in full. I
What
just like hear the swerve and
does
a whoa.
that even mean?
I don't know. Basically,
Is
what
it
I
about
like, I said to him too. I'm like, dude,
shoplifting in China?
I'm like, dude, I think it's just like the KSI song where it's like everyone's listening to it because of it's bad,
Yeah,
but it's not
and
like the
it's
extent.
marketing. Yeah.
It's not the extent of KSI's where it was like it was terrible.
That was supposed to be terrible, though. That was all marketing.
Anyways, Suns. They've lost 3, 6, 7, 8. 8 of their last 10.
Yeah. They're just a poorly constructed team.
They are.
Beal's not what he used to be. Durant, old. Still very good, obviously. But can he? I don't know if he can carry a team anymore. Nurkic is a fraud. Is Devin Booker, I'd rather he play shooting guard.
He is now. They've got Tyus Jones in their starting lineup.
Come on, man. Tyus Jones.
I kind of like him as point guard for that kind of lineup.
Nah, they need someone better. They need a Jrue Holiday.
Then you shouldn't have traded for Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
So did you see they benched Beal and Nurkic though?
Well, Nurkic sucks.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Beal's just one dimensional. He can't get away with the shit he did with the Wizards anymore.
Beal is playing six man. He's still getting minutes. Like Tyus Jones played like around 20 minutes the past two games. I don't know. He just was coming back from like illness, so I don't know if it's like them limiting his minutes for two games and then let him go again. But Beal's playing like 30 minutes a game, still coming off the bench. Well, sounds like he's going to get traded, though.
I mean, no one on that team can defend.
No.
Like, Durant, that's not what you're paying him for. Booker's a shitty defender. Nurkic is
Booker's,
a joke.
Booker's an improved defender. I don't
okay,
think
but
Booker
he's
gets
like,
as much credit. As,
sure, but he's not a
he's
stopper.
Not known. Yeah, you're not known for your defense. Yeah.
I mean, and Beal plays no defense.
Yep.
So, just poorly constructed.
It sounds like Beal is going to, like, wants to get traded, or, like, or the Suns want to trade him. Here's the interesting part, though. Remember that no-move clause Beal has? Like, the only one in NBA history that he got? Yeah, so Beal controls everywhere where he wants to
That's
go.
Funny. That's
And
funny.
They are not going to, like, they are going to get nothing for him at all.
Did the Wizards give him that?
Yep.
Okay. What a weird player to get to be like the first one or whatever it was.
Yep.
I mean, Beal's a good player, but I mean, good Lord.
I don't know where he's going to end up because he makes a shit ton of money right now, too. That's the problem.
Yeah. Everyone in the NBA makes a shit ton of money, it feels like.
So
Emmanuel Quickley got paid a shit ton of money. He hasn't done anything.
Been hurt all year.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm curious. I think like the Lakers, the maybe the Warriors and some Eastern Conference team were the teams
Warriors would be fun.
Would go to.
Because he's basically a perfect Klay Thompson replacement.
Yeah.
But he can't defend, so I don't know.
We'll see what happens with it. I think he's going to get traded at some point. I'm almost curious, like, would they do like a Beal for like Jimmy Butler swap?
They're too different. But are you just waving the white flag if you're Miami? If you do that, do you rebuild?
Yeah. Maybe you can hope Beal turns it around. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, Miami's a destination. People always want to go there.
Yep.
So maybe you build around Beal and a few others.
Bam's still around. Hero's still young.
I've been hearing about Hero for so long. He's
good this year.
He's a three.
He's two.
Yeah, I think he's a three. But maybe him and Beal.
And then Jimmy trades. So Jimmy is like saying, I'll go anywhere, but
well,
South
not
Beach,
really.
But he's saying to teams, don't trade for me. I'm not re-signing there. So he's told, I believe, Memphis. I think Milwaukee, which I found interesting because Dame's there and he's buddies with Dame. Remember that, the whole dynamic?
Well, Milwaukee doesn't have anything to give up.
Yeah. I think he said no to Golden State, I want to say.
That's weird.
I think the only teams he wants to go to are like Phoenix. I think the Rockets, maybe. The Lakers was the other one. I'm not even too sure.
It's
but
just
the options are dwindled.
He's so old. He can't shoot. He's being a diva. He's on an expiring contract.
Basically,
he can't be on he's not a number one anymore. Like his whole thing early in his career was, I'm going to outwork everybody and fuck you if you don't agree with me. And now he's not outworking anyone because he's quit. Like, remember when he was in Minnesota and he took all the scrubs and he's like, okay, Towns and Wiggins, I have all these scrubs with me in practice. We're going to beat your ass because you guys have no heart. And then he did. Like, what happened to that Jimmy Butler? I thought his whole thing was Heat culture. Now, I know the Heat aren't really any good anymore. I know Pat Riley's a bit of a fraud, but this is on him. But I wouldn't give him a $50 million deal after this year. No chance. Like, I just don't think he's worth the drama. Like, you're a good player. Congrats. I don't think he's in a position where he can pick and choose. He's not good enough to be doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be interesting to see because he's like the Heat are going to get pennies on the dollar, but I'm sure they're going to be okay with that because at this point they're just like, get
Well,
offered
you
Dean.
have to trade him.
Yeah, it'd be a
Okay.
cancer to have around for the rest of the year. So it'll be interesting to see what they get. Wonder what they kind of do then, because Hero's at a two at best. Bam's not really an elite scoring option. What did they go do with
I
like
don't
this
know.
money they may open up?
Well, they're always a destination, so they can get anybody.
Yeah.
Like, do you wait for Giannis to his contract to expire?
Didn't he
I don't know.
resign?
Yeah, but every 2 years it feels like Giannis is whining about something, and then he just re-signs anyway. I don't know. Who could they go after? Do they make a splash and go for LaMelo Ball? I can't imagine he's putting up with Charlotte's bullshit for much longer.
I think I know who the other team Jimmy was. I think the Spurs were rumored.
Well, he's from Texas.
Yeah. So that could be fun. Him and Wemby.
Sure, but he can't shoot. That's not a player you want. I mean, I don't know.
Wemby can shoot.
I
Don't
know
say
he
Wemby
can.
can't shoot,
I know he
because
can
he
shoot,
can.
but I think it's still better to surround him with more shooters.
I texted Adam the other day. I'm like, if the Kings blow it up, because I feel like they might.
That'd be so
One,
stupid.
they've won five in a row. Not blow it up necessarily, but like retool. And if Fox gets traded, I'd love to see Fox in San Antonio.
Yeah. Would Jimmy be able to get along with Chris Paul?
Yes.
Because Chris Paul takes no bullshit from anybody.
Chris Paul is retiring at the end of the year, probably, so. Or he won't be in
So
San
is he going to
Antonio.
get traded at the deadline?
Chris Paul? No.
Why? If he's retiring, give him one more chance.
Dude, they're in a
See,
playoff. They're in the playing spot
they're
right
not
now.
winning. They're not winning. They're not winning a championship.
Oh shit, but that's
Yeah.
not his MO anymore. He can just be like, oh, I'll develop
CP
these
zero.
boys.
Okay, then I guess he's gonna be known as CP0 the rest of his life.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, wrap it up. Kinda,
Yeah, I
maybe.
think so.
Okay.
Quickly, just the Raptors are ass.
Capture the flag, baby. Capture the flag.
I'm concerned about the future.
Capture the flag. We'll all be
I don't
okay
think
once we
Scotty's
capture the
gonna, I
flag.
don't think Scotty's the number one.
That's why we capture the flag and then we have our number one.
I don't think Adam Silver is gonna allow the only good white prospect in the past 15 years to be picked up by
Is
Canada.
he really the? Well, I'm trying to think number one picks.
I'm not counting Doncic.
Well, I'm trying to
He's
think number one
European.
picks.
There's been like none since like Bargnani.
Really?
I don't think, unless I'm missing
Okay,
somebody.
so let's go by year. 2024 was,
Risha Sher.
yeah, okay. 2023, Wemby.
Yeah, your friend.
2022
Was that Cunningham?
was, or is this Paolo?
Oh, that's Paolo. You're right. Didn't we just do this recently?
Yeah, I feel like we did.
Yeah, Paolo Cunningham. I don't think
Cunningham.
there's been one since like the 2000s.
Or no, because
Or maybe it's Andrew
2021.
Bogut. Was Andrew Bogut was there too somewhere?
2021.
I don't think there's been a white American prospect in a long time. That's my point.
Hold on. List of first overall picks. Pull it up. I'm pulling it up.
To the screen, to the ring, to the pen.
Hey, whoa, whoa. First overall picks. NBA. Here we go.
Anthony Bennett.
Okay, so 22 Richter. Cunningham, or Wemby, Paolo Cunningham, Ant, Zion, Ayton, Fultz, Ben Simmons, Towns, Wiggins, Bennett, AD, Kyrie, John Wall, Blake Griffin was the last one.
He's mixed.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's the last.
The last
Look,
light.
yeah. Then it went Derrick
Also
Rose, Trey
Simmons, I
Roden, and then
guess.
Bargnani.
Yeah, I guess him and Simmons are like
And
the
then Bogut
closest.
the year before
Okay.
Bargnani.
And none of those people are American outside of Blake.
America? Wait.
Well, no, none of the white ones are American outside of Blake. Simmons is Australian.
Yep. Simmons isn't.
He's I think he's biracial.
He's light skinned.
God, we're gonna get canceled anyway. the point is I can't see. This is a marketing. This is like Caitlin Clark. Isn't he from like buttfuck nowhere rural country? Like that would be good for like Indiana.
Cooper Flag?
Yeah.
Not sure where you're from. Maybe Florida.
Well, The point is, I could see him doing well somewhere in Middle America. I'm gonna look up really quickly where he's from, then we'll wrap it up.
I'm gonna say Florida. I know we went to college, high school in Florida.
He's from Maine.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah. So he did go to Florida at the end of his freshman year of high school. But I would say he's from Maine.
Maine.
Anyway.
All right, that wrap it up. Okay, next week, what do we got next week? Anything coming up?
I guess there'll be some. Well, is there any football? Playoffs don't start
Playoff,
this week, do they?
we'll talk playoffs in
Okay.
NFL. We'll do the recap wild card and then go over
We'll
the
be
divisional.
gearing up for the Four Nations.
Yep, that's coming up in a month or just over a month now. And then I'm trying to think of anything else going on big next week. Something will come up NHL wise that we can talk about and stuff. So I don't know. We'll figure it
We'll
out
find
next week.
something.
But if you got this far, thanks for listening or watching. Probably not, probably listening. But we will see you in the next episode. Peace out.
Farewell.